الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر وقال الله عز وجل وعد الله حقا وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the most blessed and the most noble of months, Shahru Ramadan, Shahrun Mubarak, Shahrun Azim. We are also in the most sacred places on earth, which is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, Baytullah. We are also in the Sayyidul Ayyam, which is the most beloved day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Jumu'ah. So it is the blessed month, and it is the best place, and also the blessed day for us all. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and illuminate our hearts and our minds. Allahumma ameen. It was just last week we were talking about the arrival of Ramadan, and here we are, 3 to 4 days of Ramadan have passed us by, and here we are also in the blessed day of Jumu'ah. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us all to maximize our days and our nights. Today's, insha'Allah, topic will be about terms and conditions which apply. Every single one of us, we have taken out many contracts within our lives, or we read certain manuals, and we have to follow those terms and conditions and manuals and instructions in order for us to reach the maximum awards or rewards for that particular thing or efficiency in that particular service. So this is something that I wanted to share with you because during the week I've been talking to various people about how was your Ramadan? How is your Ramadan? And from all of the replies I wanted to share two in particular. When I asked a person, they said, Ramadan's okay, it's a bit hard, I'm struggling with my sleep, and get very, very hungry during the day, and the kids are just driving me crazy, and the caffeine withdrawal is really difficult. I'm craving it all the time. I am tired. I'm getting pounding headaches all the time, and, you know, cooking all the time, and the smells and everything, the buying and the shopping and everything, and then when we get to Taraweeh, it's a challenge, brother. You know, it's a challenge, Imam Sahab. This is a response from a person who is receiving the same Ramadan as me and you, but this is their response. And then there's another response where a person says, "Ah, subhanallah, absolutely amazing Ramadan. Wow, I can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. I'm enjoying it so much." So we have this dilemma here. Our Lord is the same. And wa'adallahi haqqa, His promises do not change and alter. And the month of Ramadan is the same. So everything is the same from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. He is providing the same service. But we who are the recipients or the consumers of that particular service, we are finding different qualities of service or different, you know, productivities within our service. So is it actually the service provider, or is it something on our end that we are not doing and following the manual or the contract and following the terms and conditions that apply in order for us to receive the maximum rewards, for us to feel like the other people are feeling? Some people are saying, this Ramadan doesn't feel the same. This Ramadan doesn't feel as blessed as the other Ramadan. I don't have enough time. So everybody is having these different feelings and emotions. But For a person who is really applying all of the terms and conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided him in this particular contract of the month of Ramadan, when they wake up and they say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحياني بعدما أماتني وإليه النشور, Alhamdulillah, I have this great opportunity, I have been given life, return life to me, and subhanallah, ya Allah, thank you, Allah rewards you straight away. They get up and they follow the suhoor. This is a sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Every single morsel of bite that they take, they are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wudu that they are doing every time, it is washing away their sins. Every time they rinse their mouth and all of the filth is being removed, and they can taste the beautiful flavors of Jannah. They can smell the beautiful fragrances of Jannah when they are washing their nose. They are illuminating their faces so that they can be recognized on the day of Qiyamah. So their wudu, they are being rewarded. They wear their clothes so that they can come to the house of Allah and pray in the best way. They are being rewarded. They pray their salah, especially Isha and Fajr, and they are recorded as praying the entire night, and they are rewarded. Every dua that they do to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call unto me. Fukaro to say, call unto me, I will answer, I will respond. These are the people who are applying all of the terms and conditions, and they are enjoying every single moment of Ramadan. The Quran that they are listening to, the Quran that they are reading, subhanallah, it is changing their kayfi and their hal and the state of their heart, and it is making them shiver and move, and they are being rewarded. When they sleep, it is being recorded as them doing worshipping to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are protecting their limbs, and they are avoiding fighting and backbiting and all of those things, and they are being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They help others, they smile, and they are being rewarded. They send salawat, and they are being rewarded, and all of their sins are being slowly eroded and washed away. They do da'wah, and they call other people to Islam, and they share the beauty of Islam and Ramadan with their colleagues and non-Muslim friends. They are being rewarded. They give sadaqah, and it is being multiplied by 700 times. They walk to the masjid, and angels are putting their wings beneath their feet because they are seeking ilm and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come to the masjid in i'tikaf, and they are being encompassed by angels, and blessings are descending right above them. They are in the first rows, and they are receiving the reward of giving a red camel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are aligning their rows, aligning their feet, aligning their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aligning himself with them. They sneeze, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them. Their smell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it far more than the musk of Jannah, because they are in a state of ibadah. They are reflecting and acting upon the Quran, and for every single moment of reflection, they are being rewarded. They are sharing the Quran, they are following the sunnah, they are helping the needy. Every single thing for this person who understands the contract, who understands the obligations, who understands the terms and conditions, he is enjoying it and maximizing it. He's not finding any loss of service. He's not finding any discrepancies in the service or the quality of the service. He's enjoying every single bit. He can't go and complain to the provider, because he knows that if there's anything lacking, it's in us. So for those people who have been thinking that this Ramadan doesn't feel the same, that I don't feel that connected, I don't feel that spiritually high, and the mahal is not the same, then ask yourselves, is it Allah? Because surely it is not Allah Azza wa Jal. It must be you, it must be us. So those people who are avoiding the haram and temptations and desires, they are being rewarded. Those people who are even shopping for their iftar, cleaning their homes, they are being rewarded. Helping in the masajid, opening their fast, they are thanking Allah. They are appreciating their family. They are humbling their hearts, and they are stopping their ego and their nafs, and listening to the durus, and coming to Jumu'ah and Salah, and attending Jumu'ah. They are being rewarded for every single moment. Do you know why? Because from the time that they wake up up until the time that they sleep, their heartbeat is solely for Allah Azza wa Jal. Their siyam is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, everything that they do is being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stand in your salah, every moment in your salah you are being rewarded, because it is an act of ibadah. And similarly, in the days of Ramadan and nights of Ramadan, everything that you do is an ibadah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us via the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that if you do an umrah, it is equal to hajj. If you do a fard, if you do a sunnah or a nafl, it is equal to a fard in the month of Ramadan. Every reward is multiplied by 70 to 700 times. And in the month of Ramadan, days of Ramadan, all of the fish, try to imagine this in your mind, all of the fish in all of the oceans here on earth, approximately 3.7 trillion to 4 trillion fishes, they are all doing dua for the person who is fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in spite of all of these things, how can you not feel Ramadan? How can you not feel blessed? How can you not feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thus far, we have spent 88 hours in the month of Ramadan, which is 5,280 minutes, 316,800 seconds. Where have we been spending on ourselves? Spending on other people? No, we are spending every waking moment and sleeping moment in the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know, the people of Iman and the people of applying the terms and conditions, that Allah Azza wa Jal will reward us at least 22,176,000 rewards for all of those hours and those minutes. And if Allah Azza wa Jal, depending on our sincerity, multiplies it by 700 times, then He will give us 221,760,000 rewards. Why? Because everything from the time we wake up till the time we sleep is solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran that we have recited from Surah Al-Fatiha to last night in Surah Al-Nisa, ما يفعل الله بأذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. We have recited 14,922 words, which is 103,391 letters. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, for every single letter you will receive 10 rewards. And in the month of Ramadan, that 103,000 plus is multiplied by 70 to 700 to give us 72,373,700 rewards. How can you not be elated? How can you not be over the moon? How can you not feel the greatness, the beauty, the rewards and blessings of Ramadan? If you do not feel it, it's because you are not fulfilling all of these things. Those who are, they are on the highest of the highs in the month of Ramadan. They know that this month is a contract between the Lord and His slave. That this contract Allah Azza wa Jalla will always fulfill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan. He has given us Siyam. He has given us Quran. He has given us the taqwa that we need to achieve. And the takbirat that we need to perform. And the shukr and dua. If we fulfill all of these contractual obligations in this contract of fasting with our heart and our soul, of reading the Quran with tafakkur and tadabbur, of achieving taqwa and centralizing Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts and our minds and our actions, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, then know that you will receive every single one of these rewards. But if those people who are not doing these things of Siyam, of Quran, of Taqwa, of Tahara, of Takbirat, of Shukr and Dua, then of course they're not going to feel this. Of course they're not going to achieve any of these things. So this is the difference between ordinary and extraordinary people who are fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. I mentioned last week that we will complete the one hadith that was left behind on Jumu'ah, which is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said Ameen three times. And these Ameens also apply to us here in this month of Ramadan, especially in relation to today. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was ascending the minbar, and the minbar had three steps. And at each step, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen. Then he took the next step and he said, Ameen. Then he took the third step and he said, Ameen. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why did you say Ameen on each step that you took? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he described the conversation that he had with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not able to achieve forgiveness, i.e. he doesn't work hard, He doesn't fulfill his side of the contract to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is not forgiven, will then enter the fire of hell, and Allah azza wa jal will cast him far away. So he said to the Prophet, say Ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And then he said that whoever sees his parents in their old age, whether one of them or both of them, and he does not honor them, and then he dies, will then enter the fire of hell, and Allah Azza wa Jal will cast him far away, away from his mercy. So say Ameen Ya Rasulullah. And he said Ameen again. Then the third time he said, whoever has your name mentioned before him in his presence, and he does not send salutations and peace and blessings be upon you, then Allah Azza wa Jal will enter him into the fire of hell and cast him far away. So say Ameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen on these three occasions. So if you ask yourselves, when everything is stacked in our favor in the month of Ramadan, 70 to 700 times reward, if we cannot achieve forgiveness, the rahmah, the mercy, the maghfirah, the itkum min al-nar in the month of Ramadan, then when will we ever achieve it? Ask yourselves, truly. If we can't achieve it in the month of Ramadan, then when will we? If you cannot serve your parents when they need you the most in their old age, when they are frail and they need you, and you don't serve them, then whenever will you ever have this opportunity to truly serve them in their time of need? And similarly, if you cannot remember and praise the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all of his services, for all of his sacrifices and everything that he did for our sake, then when will you ever be grateful to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is why he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And we need to focus on these three Ameens in the month of Ramadan, because this is part and parcel of those terms and conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded within this contract of Ramadan, that if you want to receive everything, then do X, Y, and Z. Do this in the month of Ramadan. Do this towards your parents, and do this towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is important for us to reflect upon in the month of Ramadan and apply the terms and conditions to the best of our ability. The next thing I want to quickly share with you today, it's a beautiful hadith which carries on in relation to the month of Ramadan. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَنَادَ مُنَادٍ يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِ أَقْصِرْ. That there are two major changes that take place on earth as well as in the heavens. And every single day there is an angel who is making this open announcement to every single inhabitant of earth. A caller cries out and says, O seeker of good, proceed. This is a call to us. We are seeking goodness. We are seeking khair. We are seeking barakah. We are seeking rahmah. We are seeking maghfirah. We are seeking everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the caller is saying, O seeker of good, proceed, move forward, carry on, don't stop, work harder and harder. And he also says, O seeker of evil, stop. This is very important. Aqsir, stop. And for every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the fire of hell. So I want to quickly look into this particular hadith and mention three things that all of us need to proceed to and move towards in the month of Ramadan, and three things that all of us must stop in the month of Ramadan in order for us to fulfill that contractual obligation with Allah azza wa jal. First of all, we need to stop being the same person in Ramadan as we were outside the month of Ramadan. For most of us, there'll be very little difference between before Ramadan or outside or inside Ramadan. But we have to do more. We have to stop the sins that we used to do. We have to increase in our taqwa, in our tahara. There has to be a tangible, a physical difference in our conduct, in our heart, in our mindset, in the way that we conduct ourselves, in the way that we behave. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was ajwadun nas. He was the most generous, most kind throughout the entire year, but he was even more so in the month of Ramadan. More so in the month of Ramadan. So don't just think that, oh yes, you're keeping a fast. Oh yes, you're reading a little bit of the Quran. Oh yes, you're doing Taraweeh and that's it. No, you have to do as much as you physically and mentally and spiritually can. Not a little bit, but the maximum. So you have to stop being the mundane and the ordinary, and you have to start being more extraordinary, which means more worship, more sadaqat, more khairat, more kindness, more forgiveness, more mercy, more every single thing, if you want to proceed to receive the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yeah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us. So find something that you are doing already in the month of Ramadan and increase it until it hurts. Why do I say that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continuously worship your Lord until absolute certainty reaches us. Most of all, we're just doing a little bit, guzara, whatever we got. That's it, let's just move on and move on and move on. No, we have to do so much until we are absolutely certain that Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted our dua, our plea. Allah has forgiven us, is merciful upon us. This is what we need to do. If you're giving sadaqat and khairat, if you're giving £10 before, increase it to £100, increase it to £200, to £500, until it hurts. Why do I say again until it hurts? Because Allah Himself mentions, لَن تَنَانُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never achieve true righteousness, complete piety and birr until you give that from which you love the most. We all love wealth, we all love so many things, but if you want to achieve the mercy and maghfirah of Allah Azza wa Jal, then give more in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So stop being the ordinary and start being extraordinary in the month of Ramadan. Stop backbiting and doing all of those things that you used to do outside of Ramadan. Lying, cheating, slandering, gossiping and doing all of those kind of things. Remember, we are accountable for every single thing that we utter from our tongues. Just the way you can receive 70 to 700 rewards, you can also multiply your sins in the month of Ramadan as well. So it's very important for you to recognize whatever you utter, be careful about what you utter. Make sure it is no false speech or bad deeds or anything else, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us that مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَلَعَمَلْ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةِ. That the person who doesn't leave false speech and evil things and evil actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for him to leave his food and for him to leave his drink. Because whilst you may not be physically eating or drinking anything, by backbiting you are eating the flesh of your brother and sister. So stop those bad habits. Stop those bad traits that you had throughout the year, and in the month of Ramadan, truly fast with your heart and with your soul for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for the youngsters especially, stop wasting time. Time is an extremely precious commodity. Once it goes, it will never, ever return. Never ever return. So leave your tablets, leave your screen time, leave your TVs, leave your social media. This is the time between you and your Lord. Your Lord who decorated the heavens, your Lord who is showering the earth, your Lord who is causing the fish to pray for you and the angels to pray for you, your Lord who is multiplying your rewards. You can't even give him the time of the day or night, and you give him 10% of your time, and the 90% is given to social media and movies and dramas. No, give 90% at least to Allah Azza wa Jal, to your deen. I'll give you a simple example. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was walking by a person who was passed away in the graveyard, and he said to the Sahaba ikram that if this person were to be resurrected, and if this person were to be given two options, option A, to own the entire earth, own all of Pakistan and all of the courtier, own all of Europe, own all of America, own all of the treasures of the earth, be the Malik, be the King, be the President of the entire earth. If he had that option, or if he had the option just to pray two raka'at, he would choose to pray two raka'at, for they are far more valuable and precious to him, because he knows their value before Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't belittle these things. Pray as much as you can. Do sajda as much as you can. Do dua as much as you can. Even if you're walking, do dhikr and tawbah and istighfar as much as you can, because you don't know which thing will enable you to enter into the gardens of paradise. So those three things I want you to remember. Stop doing being the same person. Stop backbiting and stop wasting time. But the three things that we need to increase in is we need to increase in our tilawa, in our tafakkur, in our tadabbur of the Qur'an, and develop a special and close connection with the Qur'an, because this is the month of the Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month of Islam. This is the month of revelation. This is the month of the connection of the divine to us here on earth. So we need to allocate a certain time to reading the Qur'an. We need to allocate a certain time to understanding the Qur'an. And we also need to allocate a time of memorizing more of the Qur'an. Most of us have memorized whatever we memorized during our madrasa times 10, 15, 20 years ago. And again and again we just repeat. What have you increased in? What have you got closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So learn more, understand more, read more and reflect more. Surah Mulk is a beautiful surah that you can learn, because it's 30 ayahs which you can do in 30 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, Allahu نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. That the skins of the believers, they shiver from when the mention of Allah Azza wa Jal is recited. How many of us shiver when we recite the Qur'an? How many of our hearts tremble when we recite the Qur'an? When we come to the Taraweeh, even though if this Qur'an was revealed onto a Jabal, it would become completely obliterated. But here it has been recited and nothing changes in your heart, nothing changes in your mind, even your skin doesn't shiver, let alone your heart tremble. This is the time for us to change, for us to connect, for us to transform and proceed closer to the Qur'an. Proceed making more and more dua in the month of Ramadan. Don't ask the basic things. Ask the greatest of things from Allah Azza wa Jal. For nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always say, whenever you ask for Jannah, always ask for Jannatil Firdaus al-A'la, the highest of Jannahs. So whatever you need, ask for the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is mustajib. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Don't go to anyone else. You don't need to go to anyone else. You only need to turn to your Lord with your heart in sajda, with your hands raised, and say, oh my Lord, I am calling out to you. Give me this, grant me this, forgive me for all of these things, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. And the third thing that we need to proceed to in this particular sacred month is proceed towards abundant amount of istighfar. This is very, very important. Before every salah, after every single salah, wherever you go, with your hands, with your tongue, with your mind, with your heart, constantly be doing istighfar and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah azza wa jal for forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn to Him. As-sabirina was-sadiqina wal-qanitina wal-munfiqina wal-mustaghfirina bil-ashar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do istighfar bil-ashar, which is the best time, the most sacred time. The two times in the day is in the morning before Sahri ends. This is the time of Sahri. Before Fajr begins, this is the time. Take 2 or 3 minutes. In a khandero till the last second. No, stop 2 or 3 minutes before Sahri ends and use that time just to do istighfar and turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. When you are opening your iftar, instead of just thinking about the food and what you're going to eat first, take that moment to do istighfar and turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. These are very special and sacred moments. And also in the month of Ramadan, learn Sayyidul Istighfar, which is taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are our duties. These are our terms and conditions that we need to apply, and we need to fulfill our side of the contract in order for us to receive all of these great blessings and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Whilst we have all of the beautiful food and luxuries here, they do not, and they have to choose between which child they have to feed today, between which person will go empty in their stomach. So please remember your brothers and sisters and everyone else throughout the world who are struggling, and donate as much as possible and do dua for them. وَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.